And what would you call that?
That'd be a pail or spigot, either one.
Okay, how about a pale garden fence? Does that look any different?
Well, I don't know. Make you another. And she has a plank fence, and then they...
A plank fence?
That's the way we build them.
Right.
Put posts and plank across here to make panels like. And some of them...
If you could tell me about it while you draw it. Now this one, the planks go straight across.
These here are angled. They build fences, panels like that. How many do you want?
Oh, as many as you know.
Oh, that's enough.
Do you know, could you give me a picture of a picket fence?
Well, that's on the line. I reckon the pickets would reach above the top line.
They'd come up over the top.
That's right. We're just
calling when they get back. Bye, it was real nice meeting you.
Okay.
Watch
her, sir.
Make it easy. Cut off the rest of the fence. Okay.
Enough to see it, are you?
Could you tell me the difference between a rail fence and a pail fence?
Well, this a pole. Now then, I'll run this on up there to kind of show you.
That's a rail fence?
Yes. That'd come across. They cross at the ends and still come on up, you see. You build them up that way. The ends go through here and they cross over like this to raise the fence up.
And what about?
This year's
just a pale fence.
I tried railing it, the bottom and top, and pale fence, you know. Nail them up here and then, you know.
What kind of wood do they use in the middle?
Well, oak is best. It lasts longer, but most of them built out of pine now. We haven't got much oak in this country.
Are they logs that they use?
Yes.
Round to make a pale fence?
No, they saw it and make it out of lumber.
Boards. Out of planks. Okay, what about this fence here you called a...